Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you once again, my radio listeners. This is Castella Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministries. Just glad to be here today, thanking God for a brand new year, for a year, praise God, of explosive, praise God, things happening in the Word of God, and just being excited to bring the Word before you, praise God, concerning the Word of God. And this morning, I would like to invite you to visit, praise God, facebook.com/Pastor Ola Starling. Visit that website, praise God. Visit the web page, praise God. And to those of you that cannot get a chance to hear the Word on Blog Talk, it is transferred to the Facebook page. So please invite your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones to go in, praise God, and listen to the Word of God. This year is all about the Word. This is no, praise God, New Year's resolution or whatever you made, what the world may say. This is what's going to happen. The Word must be first in your life this year. Make the Word first in your life. Your prayer life, praise God, must come up to par with God. You must be able, praise God, to get into the face of God and seek Him like never before. Because I tell you, my friends, there are some things that's going to take place in 2014 that man has never even dreamed of and never thought that it could be. But I want to let you know that you have a hiding place, and that place is in the Word of God. Oh, I'm so excited this morning because He allowed me to see another day. Some didn't make it. Some didn't cross over. And praise God, maybe some of your loved ones didn't remember. God is a God of a second chance. He's giving you another chance to seek the face of God. Get into His face, my people, and let the Lord, praise God, lead you to that place called there. And when you get there, He'll be there because He promised to meet you there. Yes, get in the place called there. And this morning, praise God, we're going to come to you today, praise God, with the Word. It's all about the Word. It's not even about Pastor Abraham, Ola Starling. It's about the Word of God. Amen. And this morning, Father, we come to say we are grateful this morning for your blessings, for your mercies, how you have allowed us to cross over. Praise God. He's just closer to you, God. But Lord, we ask in this year, Father God, this time, God, turn our heads to you. Let us know that you're still there. Let us know, praise God, you're still standing saying, come. To those who not know you, that you are a God of a second chance. Father, speak to America today to let them know that you, praise God, loves America. But America don't love you, God. But Father, turn us around. Give us a chance. Father, give us a chance. I pray this morning, God, that souls be saved. Sinners repent and come to the Lord Jesus Christ that they may have a life everlasting. Thank you for today. Thank you for watching with my loved ones far and near, keeping them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. And Father, even when they were in sin, you still watched over them. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You watched over them. Even in their wrongdoing, you still watched over them. What a God. What a mighty God. And God, I'm grateful this morning. Touch those, Father, that don't know you. And give them an invitation to come as they are. And Father God, if they come as they are, you would not cast them out. You would accept them in Jesus' name. Amen. And this morning, praise God, we're going to talk about, praise God, this is a two-part series. And the first part of this series, praise God, is America has no fear of God. What a tragedy. America has gone too far. And this morning we're going to find, praise God, that many of these things that I speak about this morning, we're going to find them in the book of Amos 7:1-13. You see, America, they have become a nation of people that have no fear of God. And I'm just compelled today to preach this morning on the lack of God in this nation. There were surely things that will surely happen to this country. Yes, because we don't want God. We don't want no God. We want a godless society. And you see, praise God, in the book, praise God, of Amos, you will find a king by the name of Jeroboam, a king who had no fear of God. Jeroboam was a king of Israel who ruled for 41 years, and truly a man who had no fear of God. This is nothing new. America, it's only just good goes around, comes around. He united with idols of worship and golden calves and immorality with the worship of Jehovah and the worship of God and disintegrating and into mere ritualism. And there was no righteousness, no moral. Yet God said, I hate, I despise your days of feast, and I would not even smell your symbols in your solemn assemblies. I'm not going to even smell it, because the Bible says the sweet smell of the prayers of the aroma of the righteous, the aroma goes up before God's nostrils. He said, I'm not going to even smell it, because he was so unrighteous, so righteous, so, praise God, just immorality. He dealt with that. And even into America today, anything goes. Anything goes. We got them now marrying the same sex, loving them the same person, but God speaks against it. But America makes it okay. It's okay to do it. But it doesn't make it right. I don't care who do it. The word of God speaks against it. He said, the Bible says in Romans, he said, because they didn't know God, because they didn't glorify him as God, God gave them over to a rebellious mind, a reprobated mind, that they started doing those things which was unseemly towards each other. He never approved it. If he destroyed Solomon and Gomorrah, oh, America, 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 you have no fear of God. It's okay, do your due, but he'll get the last laugh. He said, they offer me burnt offerings and your meat of offerings. I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offering of your beast. Take thou away from me the noise of thy song, for I will not hear the melody of your music. I won't listen to it. I don't want to hear nothing from you, Jeroboam, because you are just one. You fear no God. You have no God in you. You despise him. Amos prophesied to share the light of the increase of the commercial and the wealth of Jeroboam's realms, and its consequence is luxury and its moral deterioration. Here in America, they have building houses, $4,000 and $6,000 homes, $5 and $10 million homes, all this wealth, all these fine, you know, places they're building on, praise God. But he won wars against Syria. He put the city under tribute, along with Moab and Ammon. But the tribute from these consequences brought forth tariffs that poured in. You see, it brought forth a downfall on his city because of his calamity. It came forth. It created a wealthy class that was utterly selfish, unstructured. Amos 2:6-8 and simply dwelling of unburned brick gave away to the houses of well-assured stone. They tear down places, praise God, that mean to the community, and they put these well-built homes in there. They take away the things, praise God, that will build a community and bring four families together. They put things in there to tear it down to separate families. It showed that you cannot judge prosperity as being a sign of God's approval. Folks everywhere, they make mistakes, and they will sin. But the real born-again believers, when confronted with this and his sins, will do as David did, with a contrast heart, and beg God forgiveness. You see, but Israel was a very religious place. At Dan and Gilgal, Jeroboam had set up, you know, subsidy temples and altars of worship. See, people don't want no God in America, because when you mention the name of Jesus, the Bible says every knee has to bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When you say Jesus, it brings about a rivalry. They don't want to put Jesus. You mean the man upstairs or the divine, supernatural? No, baby, Jesus is his name. That's who he is. And yet the rituals were a substitute from righteousness. They substituted emptiness for fullness of God. the blessing and the riches and the fruits and the righteous living. You see, everybody want to think, oh, because they got the money. Oh, I got the money. I'm rich. I'm rich. But, baby, listen to me carefully. You can have it all. You can have this world if you want to. But I'll take Jesus for mine. All that is vanity. It's vanity. And it shall pass. It shall come to pass. You inhabit it now. And you do what you do. And I'm not mad about it because God meet my needs. But I'm trying to say to you, don't make it your God. Because it's not going to save you from the destruction. It won't. It have never did it. They substitute emptiness for fullness of God's blessing and the riches and the fruit of righteous living. The world likes to do wrong. Everything there is about sex. Sex, dope, drugs. Yes. It's taken over. And they do it, praise God, because, hey, the body likes it. The world loves it. They call righteous wrong and wrong right. Right wrong, wrong right. Oh, but no, they can say that's wrong. No, that's right. Oh, that's right. People will take the wrong and put down the right. Does that not sound familiar? Not even in our churches, praise the God. Praise the Lord. We now celebrate during our services. What we do, we substitute. We substitute, praise God, the singing and the praise dancing and the so-called Christian lyrics and this dominate the service. No word is being preached. No Bible is being taught. The pulpit is now a stage set with modern, you know, different people coming in, entertaining, and it's a style of entertaining preachers. But God's respond, my people. A God sent a sheep herd and a farmer to Israel to warn his people. Amos did not come saying, I have something to say to you people. He came and he said, thus said the Lord, that God of Israel. Amos was from Judah, not Israel. He was an outsider. He was a southerner. He was an intruder. He told the people, I am not a prophet from a former. God called me to come and warn you, America. You have gone too far. Get to the plan of old. That does not appear, you see. America has gone too far. Oh, my God. You've gone too far, America. You don't want God in this country. You let a lot of, he was taken out of our schools. Now we've taken him out of the church, your assembly. He's not the mastermind of that. It's the entertainment that we receive in that assembly. Where is the word being preached? Where are the souls being saved? I'm not talking about the thousand, because the Bible declared that the way to heaven is narrow, not a broad way. He said it is a narrow way, and only there will be a few that will find it. Because everyone looks at the broad way. It's the narrow way. Not the in crowd. Jesus. The priest of Israel had some sharp words set for Amos. You know what he said? You go home and prophesy to Judah. But get this mess out of here, southerner. This is the king of the royal resident told him, you get out of here. They don't want to hear it. People don't want to hear nothing about hell, heaven. They don't hear about hell. They don't hear nothing about, you know, repentance. They don't hear nothing about homemongers, prostitutes. They don't want to hear that. That's a word. But the word does not come, praise God, to make you feel good. It comes, praise God, to what it called, to pluck up and root out. That's what the word is sent for. But today, praise God, everybody can go sit in the assembly with no condemnation because everybody is saved today. There is no need to preach it anymore because everybody is saved from destruction. Everybody is saved. Now, if you think about it, probably Amos wants to go home. It would be easy for him to return home to a peaceful life of tending his sheep and, you know, dressing up his sycamore trees, but he was not there representing himself. What I say today is not about me, but I'm representing God. See, the Amazon twisted what Amos said, which greatly inflamed the king and made him react quite violently. You see, when you say something, and it gets on to a person's nerve, they'll turn it around on you. But this word is not my word. Thank you, Jesus. It is clear that Amos was heartless, he was a callous man, and that he was why God sent him, right? This is what those of us who preach Christ crucified and raised again preach God's truth and warn men against their sins are called today personally. I think we're in a good company. I do not mind being identified with a man like Amos. Talk about me, it's okay. But the Bible declared, we must all repent. It's still repent. Every one of us, my children, my family, my sons, my daughters, we must repent. My family, my loved ones, you must repent. Or you all going to likewise perish. There is no time for play, people. Time is short. As a matter of fact, when God said, I am going to send a swarm of grasshoppers in the latter harvest and eat the land clean, but you need to, but listen to this, to the unfinity of the hard-hearted, you know, Amos pleading for those that hated him. No. Oh, Lord, he says, God forgive. I beseech thee, by whom Jacob raised, arise. For he is a small boy. That was clear evidence that he was uncaring and unkind, right? No. If God could use Jeremiah, he deeply loved the Lord and he loved the people of God. He cared with all his heart for their souls. God then, because of his prayer of interceding, turned from sending the grasshoppers to destroy their crops. God then said to him, he was going to send fire and consume Israel. America, do you think that God is overlooking this place? He said, what I do for one, I do for another people. It is nothing pretty. God is going to send it because man's sin stinks in his nostrils. Oh, you do what you do, my friend. I'm not telling you. It's a warning. And it goes from my house to your house. We all were given account of the deeds done in the body, whether it's good or bad. You see, Jesus cares about the souls. He cares about the souls, not the material things that's happened on this earth, your cars, your home, your money, how you look, what you wear, how much you paid for it, where you going, how much you're going to spend. That's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with what he's talking about. He's talking about your soul, my friend. Your soul is at stake. There will be a drought, famine in the land. No water, no food, everything dried up. You don't know what's coming. You need to get in the book. There is things coming. The Bible says there will be things happening upon this earth that man has never, ever even experienced before. Oh, my God. Ha, Jesus. It's going to be happening in 2:14, my friend. But we walk around our heads in the sand. You don't read the Word of God. You don't study the Word of God. You don't want to hear the Word of God. But I'm going to still tell. I'm going to tell it. I'll tell it on the mountain. I'll tell it in the valley. I'll tell it in the house. I'll tell it out the house. I will tell it. Jesus is soon to appear. Destruction is headed for America. People, everybody want to hear sweet gospel? This is what it is. These are the famines. There will be droughts, famines, and even water on the earth. And there will be droughts in the land. Things will dry up. No food, no water, no whatever. Again, the cruel and the negative, unloving preacher, Amos, Ola, you know, unloving. I'm not preaching that sweet gospel, so I wish she'd just close her mouth. But you didn't order me. You didn't command me. You didn't give me, praise God, a charge to keep. You didn't do it. God did. Amos pleaded for Israel, his enemy, and God once again turned from his wrath. I said, Father, help America. Father, help America. We are in danger. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the word. They want no God in America. They want a God in society. But once again, God turned from his wrath and he spared this terrible destruction. Oh, Jesus. But Amos, he see God with the plumb line in his head. A plumb line means there is a string with a pointed weight on the end. And when he held it up to any object, it would determine if the thing is vertical, straight, or crooked. It is God. Determines what is vertical strength in regards to righteousness and doctrine. I think it's important, praise God, that the plumb bob measures vertical straightness. In other words, what is the tune with God in heaven above? God's plumb line, not man, shows that Israel was out of plumb with God. America, you are out of plumb with God. You don't want to talk about God. You make jokes with him. They sing with him. They dance with him. They cuss him out. They say bad, evil things about him. They slap him out. America, you've gone too far. America measures by God's plumb. Ball is morally bankrupted and crooked. But God's long suffering will come to an end. The time Amos had to chance to ask God for mercy, God simply stated, I will not pass by them anymore. The mercies of God is growing thin for America. He will not forgiving and overlooking America. The highest place in the sanctuary was a false altar's ark. And the temple set up to support worship of God. What worship of God? When you go to the house and you go to the sanctuary, worship who? Where is it? How many is giving you the word? Do you know the word of God? The only altar God accepted was in the temple in Jerusalem, and he had never accepted their substitute altars or their sacrifices. You give him your sacrifices, maybe your tithing, or you go in there, you think because you may go in there and serve a plate, praise God, a cleaner sanctuary. My God, that is not salvation, my friend. It is not salvation. It has nothing to do with your salvation. It has to know, do you know who Jesus is? Are you a born-again believer? The temple in Jerusalem, he had never accepted that sacrifice. What foolishness in so many, praise God, of our sanctuaries there are. Their particular, their rituals with that great forefathers, you know, and their to-do. They ignore the clearing and the teaching of the Bible. They don't teach you the word. They teach you garbage. Get into the book. Get into the face of God for yourself. The Bible says, put your trust in no man. You know what the words say. They sing their little righteous courses, and they flock through, praise God, with their little praise dance, and everybody throw their hands up and all this. Listen to me, people. This is the time now. Now is the acceptable time. They shun godly hymns and proclaim it's all well in Zion. Lord Saul, my grandmother used to say, so, oh, Zion, what's the matter now? Zion, what's the matter now? You don't pray like you used to pray. You don't preach like you used to preach. You don't sing like you used to sing. Oh, Zion, what's the matter now? Zion has lost the zeal of God. We must all come together and praise God at his the highest. And you can only praise God if you know the words and his word. They hate independent individuals who believe in biblical separation from all ungodliness and unworldliness. God help the poor souls. These hurling preachers are deceiving, and God grant them their just reward. You don't need to know, praise God, about Daniel and the lion then. You need to know the word of God. What did the word say about your soul, my friend? Hey, Jesus. Daniel's all right. Yes. The three Hebrew boys, they're okay. You see, Israel's false prophets concluded that God would accept anything they offer and be glad for it. God let them go about their silly and their foolish rituals. God was long-suffering. He gave them time to repent, and yet they refused, people of God, people of America. He gave you time. He's giving you time to repent, America. But they believed the lie and rejected the truth. They followed the false prophet. Somebody tell you something. They ain't living nothing, but they can tell you something. And joined them. When these evil men, and they slaughtered God's true spokesman, God said their high places and their sanctuaries would be laid waste. He said, He Almighty God, the Almighty God, will raise against their evil king. Israel was destroyed. Just as God said, America, the Assyrians, one of the worst, most cruel people on the earth, invaded the North Kingdom and carried them away as slaves into captivity. They harbored, murdered tens and thousands of people, Jews. They were those that were not fit to be slaves were brutally killed, including the old men and the women and the children. Those that were left alive were taken and sold as slaves for the rest of their lives. America. Wake up, America. You have blasphemed in the face of God. You have no fear for the Almighty God. You think you're above and not beneath. America. You have taken the prayers out of our schools. Ah, Jesus. When they took the prayers out of our school, they took it out of our hearts and our homes. Millions and millions of Americans don't even pray in their homes anymore. They don't pray at all, only to when trouble comes. You hear them call on the name of the Lord. But you cannot hoodwink God. America, your country is laying at ruin. But woe be to them and those who not know the Lord in the time of destruction. It shall come. It shall come. The Bible says at midnight he will sound the trumpet. Don't get caught up in the rap of what America's doing and how blessed this country is and how much plenty it is and how great it is and how gorgeous it is and how corrupt it is. It is very corrupt. You will see what God has in store. God said, I won't continue to keep passing and I have long suffering. But I gave them space to repent, but they refused. They believe a lie and reject the truth. Today, please, people, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for today is the day of salvation. Turn to God now while you have a chance. Think it not strange. You have no fear of God in America. What a tragedy. People love a lie rather than the truth. Accept him today. Spare yourself and your family, your children, your loved ones. Ask the Lord to come in and save you and your household. There is a way out of the destruction that's headed our way. Jesus is the answer. Love it or like it or leave it. It is what it is. I pray, praise God, that you, praise God, heard a word today that will turn you from destruction, that you may come into the light of eternity. I pray, praise God, the word, praise God, was fair for you. But this I do know, that the word will not go out void, but it will go out and accomplish. The word does not come for your comfort. It comes to root up, pull out that which is not of God. I pray, praise God, that you're blessed today. But I ever praise God, the second half, praise God, of America has gone too far. You have no fear of God. We'll come, praise God, on Friday. The second part, there is more to come. I pray that you was blessed today. But do not forget, praise God, to go to, praise God, to hear the message. If you should miss it, praise God, you can go to facebook.com/Pastor Ola Starlin, and you can hear the word of God. But there's a second part coming. No fear of God left in America. Stay tuned. Have a great day.